Payroll employment increased by 250,000 in October.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its October non-farm payroll employment data, which shows 250,000 new payroll jobs were created in October. The economy has been adding an average of 210,000 new jobs every month over the last 12 months. And since January of 2017, payroll employment has been increasing at a rate of 1.6%, lower than the 1.8% growth rate for the 2 years prior to that. However, the important thing is that employment growth has been going very well since 2014, and the slight slower rate of growth of late is to a degree due to the fact that we have reached the full employment level, which makes it harder for total employment to grow. 4 out of every 10 jobs created over the last 3 months were in the professional and business services and healthcare sector, while retail, trade and information services saw a reduction in their ranks. Unemployment rate dropped to 3.7% in October. As forecasted in January on this program, the labor market has moved into the range that is called full employment since April of this year. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. Its lowest rate in the last 65 years was 2.5% in 1953, and its highest level, 10.8%, happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, unemployment rate rose to 13% for that year. Okay, back to the October data. The total number of officially unemployed was 6.1 million people. However, official unemployment rate is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, the 1.5 million discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed are not counted as unemployed since they are not even considered as part of the labor force. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't entirely agree with that description. There are 4.6 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while still actively looking for full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate, which is called U6, is at 7.4% in October. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%, and the lowest it has ever been is 6.8% in October of 2000. Average hourly earning rose by 3.1% in October, over its last year's level. Unfortunately, inflation has wiped out three-quarters of all this increase. This number, however, may underestimate the real wage growth, partially due to the doubling of the over 65-year-olds in the labor force. We expect the pace of wage growth to pick up and get measurably faster over the next 12 months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.